don't know. They have...
Because I don't have cable.
They have incorporated platforms, yes.
Okay. So, but for instance, we had one account streaming it, two people watching. I mean, it's ratings have always... We talk about this with our own business. It's not necessarily an exact science. But that sounds about right. I mean, 17 million people. It's a big number for a premium service show that is also very gratuitous, like definitely a rated R sort of affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just blasted Michelle Obama on Twitter.
For what? What did she do to you now?
She said that Trump is a divorce dad who's making America sick.
Oh, no.
So I said, hey, Mooch, your husband did more to elect Trump than the awful woman he ran against. Go plant a turnip.
You got something against turnips?
No. I got something against people who have their ass kissed 24/7, who are never challenged on what they say.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she's one of them. That smug. Yeah, your bony-ass husband, he's the reason Donald Trump is president. Why don't you guys sit down and have a nice chat about that sometime? We'll go home and cook dinner. So what is Paul Joseph Watson doing here?
See, Greg, I'm so cynical, I don't even trust the people that don't trust the mainstream media. So, like, InfoWars, obviously, and Paul Joseph Watson don't say what Fox News claims, but what if they're all wrong?
Yeah, this whole, first of all, let's get one thing real clear. These idiots, and there are politicians who actually want to shut Fox News down.
Oh, sure.
They obviously don't know about the First Amendment and other things that, as far as I know, are still the law.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News is not... Watch Shepard Smith. Keep your, trash can handy in case you need to puke. He's hardly a right-winger.
Oh, right. I think Fox is straight news, like with Shep. And I think Brett Baer does a good job as a straight anchor, so
I've known. I've watched Shepard Smith for over 20 years because he came from South Florida.
Right.
And he was part of that same hysterical, if it bleeds, it leads news. I know how to read him.
Yeah, right.
When he speaks. He's very much a left-winger.
Then Fox
and hates
is,
Donald Trump. And can barely get, who's this Weldman guy?
Who?
Weldman. Who's Bill Weld?
Oh, good God, that honky. He ran as Gary Johnson's vice president. Candidate.
He's running for president in 2020. Is there anybody?
And this is the deal. He's like, I'm a libertarian now. I'll be on the ticket. Two former governors as, you know, your libertarian candidates. And they didn't do squat. Now he's going to run as a Republican without a chance in hell.
Can you reach around? Not reach around. It's, can you look over here? Is that Gary Johnson? In
yeah.
The, that's why the libertarians lose.
Oh, I agree. Well, that looks, and a lot of other reasons.
Well, he looks like a stork. With that facial expression.
Gary Johnson, oh man, I'm not impressed by the man. I never was.
You need better people out in front of the
well, and also the country's just not ready for libertarianism. Both sides want too much from the government.
I'm beginning to wonder if the country is ready for freedom, because they sure as hell seem like there's a race to get rid of it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Preaching to the choir here.
Look at Ocasio-Cortez with those monster teeth and those huge gums. Go have a corn on the cob. Share a turnip with Michelle.
You know, you can attack her for all sorts of different reasons. You're going to attack her looks, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't like them.
Fine. What? He's like, you got an opinion now? It's a free country to share it? How dare you?
I just don't want to see your... What? What's your eat corn on the cob?
Okay.
With those...
Maybe at a gala donation dinner with Julia Roberts or something?
You know, I think she has her teeth done at Lewis Long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they sharpened them over there. Just kidding, Jenny. By the way, don't forget, Lewis Lawn is one of our pod four. And they're still looking for help. They're expanding over there, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Of course, I think to do this 6 minutes after they've closed. But stop by there if you're interested. They're looking for good people who like to work, who can smile, have a good driving record, pick up and delivery, counter. Lewis Lawn is growing. nice group to be a part of, too. All right, let's see how the roads are doing at 506.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Balake, where is Balake at?
I put him on hold for a minute. Guess who I got blocked on by Twitter?
Who?
I'll tell you after the traffic.
Oh, come on now!
As we roll on into the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and I-85 has some problems. If you are headed southbound on I-85, you're going to slow down as you approach the interchange. We have an accident just before you get to the Day Street exit. It's in the left-hand lanes, and it is blocking two of those lanes, so be careful. Further north on I-85, it's real slow between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. If you're on Taylor Road itself, it is really busy from the Atlanta Highway all the way out to Vaughan Road, so watch it there. Most of the traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's stopped and go at the traffic lights. Some of those may take you a couple of light cycles to get through. Let's be really careful this afternoon and get home safely. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
So guess who blocked me? Is that Brandt? Tell him to hold. We only have a couple of minutes.
Well, I'll let him know you're on if you just be able to
pretend. Thanks. We were talking about history. Like Notre Dame. Notre Dame, yes.
I could be part of that conversation.
Yeah, I know you can. Just having a moment with a great guy on the phone. I want to know who blocked you.
I'll give you 300 guesses.
AOC?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't.
Did you ever follow her?
No.
Did you ever tweet at her?
Ugh.
Ew. Yeah.
No.
No, that's more of a job for a millennial like myself.
No, but I was blocked by somebody who I don't follow.
Obama?
No. Alyssa Milano. I went to look at, I was following a thread, and I went to pull up her tweet. You've been blocked. For more information, click this. Alyssa Milano.
Y'all would get along like two peas in a pod, I'm sure.
Oh.
What an imbecile.
Really?
What an ultra-maroon.
She's guilty of embezzlement. The taxes you pay are too high. Yeah, that's true. Trump law. Well, yeah, some people are paying more. Like real rich folks or people who live in high tax states. You stupid asses.
Make a lot of money. Right.
Dumb son of bitches.
Isn't democracy wonderful?
It's 509.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have charged a man with felony murder after a shooting Sunday. Police say 21-year-old Quayshawn Hardy is charged with murder after he and 22-year-old Jesse Phelps tried to rob a home in the 1300 block of South Perry Street. Phelps was shot and later died at a hospital. Police say since Hardy and Phelps were committing a robbery together, Hardy was charged. He's in the Montgomery County Jail under $150,000 bond. Cleanup continues in Troy after a possible tornado touched down Sunday. The storm flipped some mobile homes and downed trees and power lines. Only minor injuries have been reported. Fire officials responded to a vehicle fire at a casino yesterday. Details are limited, but the Mount Meigs Volunteer Fire Department says the fire was in the Wind Creek Casino parking lot in Wetumpka. No injuries were reported, and the cause of that fire remains under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a nice, quiet pattern for this first part of the week. For tonight, clear skies, but chilly. You'll need a jacket later. Overnight low temperature drops to about 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a great day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 81. Wednesday's high will be in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. And then showers and thunderstorms return Thursday and Thursday night. Another storm system that needs to be monitored carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS. Scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Yes, and another invention of the Democratic Party. So stop voting for them, okay? All right, joining us now, man, who can help you, limit the damage that the IRS can do to your taxes, find places to shelter it, and so forth. Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's been a long Monday, but it's been a good day. It really has been a good day. Staying, you know, quite busy.
It's
earnings and all of that, and then like I was telling Joey off the air, I've just been captivated. You know, watching this Notre Dame Cathedral.
Are you like me? What I mean. Sad to see this incredibly historic structure, which I have seen, I've been to Paris, burn to the ground, and then at the same time wondering, what kind of fire department do they have over there? I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me that A, the structure had nothing in the way of internal protection, and B, that it took 3 hours to aim a hose at it. That's beyond belief to me.
You know, as I was watching this unfold, I'm like everyone else, started getting alerts or whatever on your phone saying, hey, the cathedral's on fire. So I put it on the television, and several people that were bringing on the air were wondering this. They kept saying, where's the fire department? Where are the helicopters with water? You know, what sort of emergency management system do they have? And I couldn't believe it either.
I read a story where they've had a lot of fires in Paris. I'm not sure why or who's setting them, but it's just incomprehensible to me that something that is a huge part of their tourist industry, it's an amazing thing to see, and the relics that are kept within, there's no word yet on whether those have been spared. It's probably unlikely.
I would think so, although I did hear that they had sent some special team in as fast as they could to try to save anything they could get, but I can't imagine with the intensity of the heat how they could, you know, but it's gut-wrenching. It really is. It's just awful.
Yeah, I mean, you do not have to be a Catholic. You have to be a human being who appreciates the great things that mankind has built and created going over. I mean, think about that. That's what got me. When I was looking at it, this is 30 years ago, how did they do this? How did they create this structure, given the limitations and tools available? How did they build something this magnificent and detailed and this tall at that time in history? It's hard to wrap your mind around the amazing structure that it used to be. And apparently it's going to be a complete loss. That's just so sad.
Yeah, it really is sad. I think they did say that the two bell towers are going to be okay. But the main, you know, the cathedral itself, the famous spire, all of that gone. And who the heck knows how much, you know, historical value inside the place that's gone, and it really is. It's awful. I know this is crazy, but I hope it was an accident.
You're not the only one wondering about that either. So, and how could you not? Look what's happened in Paris. We all remember Bataclan and other events over there. Until they can tell us with certainty, I'm going to be suspicious about the origins of that fire. Especially since it apparently started after workers left. So we'll see.
Exactly.
They're already dismissing the possibility of terror. How do they do that? It's still burning. How do you get up to... How do you know that?
Yeah, you don't. You don't. And I think that's strictly a PR move to try to keep people calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guarantee you, you've got all kinds of people that work all over the globe. Whether it's in the UK, the U.S., people in the intelligence community that are trying to gather whatever information they can, you know, just to make sure. But anyway, it's interesting, too, though, that no one has claimed, you know, so if it was terrorism, typically you would have a group that would put out a message claiming it, you know, sort of pounding their chest. But we haven't seen that, so.
Here's an interesting financial statistic as we chat. 50,219,667 tax return filers paid zero or less in income taxes.
Good night. Yeah.
50 million. How does that happen? We, I mean, those who pay attention know that the top 1% pay for, is it more than half?
Oh, yeah.
Of all the tax revenue collected. But let's tax the rich some more like Governor Cuomo's done in New York and driven them all off. When you go to Wall Street, let me ask you this, because I know you network with some real heavy hitters there. Do they ever talk about the frustration where they're trying to, you know, help the New York economy boom, and then they get these punitive state, city taxes? They tax everything. Now they're taxing people just to come into Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, no, you do. I mean, New York, believe it or not, is not unlike a lot of what you would find here. And I'm serious. I mean, you have a lot of people who are very conservative. You have those who are obviously extremely left-wing and very liberal. And then everyone in between. And I think, you know, years of politics is how you get to that point. Moderates in general, you know, who have a heart and all this, they want to have good programs for the, you know, those who are less than the rest, and or who need the safety net or whatever. But I think the problem is when you're constantly hearing the liberals like an AOC or others who just want more, especially, you know, the Bernie Sanders type of mantra, et cetera, et cetera. And it's interesting to me, too, you know, you hear Nancy Pelosi in that interview saying that the Democratic Party is not a socialist party. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I laughed as hard as you did.
Yeah, she said that. I mean, she's doing everything she can.
She's not. She is right now, Brant, she is Speaker of the House in name only.
No, there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt.
The radicals are running that party, and she is now doing their bidding.
Yeah, it's total damage control. But, you know, back to your original point when you brought up the 50 million returns where no one paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's stunning. And I have to say, I think that it's a large part of if we have problems in this country, that's a large part of it. You know, people, when you don't have to do a ton of work, you're going to have issues. I know that there's this whole argument out there about the haves and have-nots, and we've heard that mentioned before in our great buddies segment that we play on the radio all the time, Uncle Milton. And this has been going on for decades and decades and decades, people talking about the haves and the have-nots. And if you go back and you find the greatest periods in the history of the country where the average person had the greatest success, it is true. It's in those times when you have, by and large, free market capitalism, when you try to force capital into a certain direction and you try to create these outcomes, that's when everything starts to break loose and you have problems and breakdowns. You know, I've always personally believed in a safety net, but I think that these entitlements are way out of control. And even Alan Greenspan discussed this just the other day. He said that, you know, most of the government budget is not really an issue. It's the entitlement programs that are going to really create the problem, because they just continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're not going down. But no one has the courage to really take it on. And that will be an issue.
What about people like me who have been a have and a have not in the course of their lives?
Oh yeah, but look at you though. I mean, look what you've done. You adjusted in those times when life got tough, and you made some critical decisions in life. And sure, you had some help, but it was from brothers and sisters who loved you and said, "Hey, man, come on." And I'm sure there was some financial assistance along the way, but you worked your butt off. Look at the success you've had with the show.
14 years, by the way, coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be celebrating in early May.
That's right.
And you've been a big part of that for a. Oh, Joey's back. Joey has returned.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed every part of it.
Hey, I meant to ask, you've been talking a lot about earnings. Any news on that front today?
Well, we're still, you know, getting reports from most of the financials. They're usually the first ones out of the gate. And in terms of the really big ones. So, yeah, we got Goldman Sachs. We had Citi report. Both of those were a little bit off. Mm. But if this makes sense, they were off for the right reasons. In other words, none of their revenue activity or the lack thereof with respect to the estimates that were out there came from things related to consumers or really related to the economy. It was more tied in with trading activity, you know, institutional global trade, fixed income trading, that type of thing. And so really not that big of a deal. So they were down a little bit. But if you look at the broad market, I mean, we were unchanged today. So it just wasn't that big of a deal. I think the earnings reports we got last week, the jobs numbers that we saw on Friday, and then with me calling in, I called in on Friday just because of those strong numbers. I was so excited about them because J.P. Morgan really is the bellwether in that sector in my mind, because you get a lot better consumer information tied in with macro trends, all of the main lines. And all in all, it was pretty good. And even Jamie Dimon on his conference call said that, he didn't foresee any recession anytime soon, that from what he saw, things looked pretty good for the next year or two.
So, by the way, did you see Goldman Sachs says Trump's likely to get reelected?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they want him to. I can assure you, they want him to.
Anybody that wants a thriving economy, growing income, low unemployment, I'm hoping that those things remain important to Americans. At 5:23, take control of your money. By that I mean, don't put your hand over your wallet in your back pocket or take anything out. Make a phone call. That's how you start, by talking to Brandt and the people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management to talk about where you're at and where you would like to be, and mapping a route to get to those destinations in life. It's really not all that complicated. Ask questions. Talk about, maybe you're interested in starting an investment portfolio. Maybe you're interested in getting statements in the mail, like a certain loved one of mine got the other day, who was very, very happy that their retirement account is growing nicely under the supervision of McDonald Hagen. There's a lot of different options on the table, but it becomes managerial when you say, let's help me put a plan together here for our future. That number is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And Brant, we will talk tomorrow.
Yes, we will. You guys have a good afternoon, good rest of the evening, and look forward to it.
You too, my friend.
Yep, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Joey?
Yeah?
I am scrolling down. Oh, did you see this? It's an outfit that has a built-in beanbag behind.
Good Lord.
And I put this on social media over the weekend. I said, I think I've seen a few people with these built-in. And David Blackman said, yeah, the Kardashians kind of have that beanbag thing going on.
Yeah, the butt injections / implants baffle me. Like, I don't know, eat a lot and get in the gym.
A lot of those.
And get a big old butt, and it'll look good.
A lot of those injections, in South Florida in particular, were done by people who were not medically licensed, and many of them went horribly, horribly wrong. Let me make a statement. So those of you who are contemplating such a thing, from what I understand from a top cosmetic surgeon that I knew down in Florida, there are a lot of things they can do to put people's faces back together. People who have been burned or injured or maimed in an accident. But the one thing that they really can't do much with is your ass. It's just too fatty, for them to... So if you get one of those injections and it's not done by somebody who knows what they're doing, you could be, it could look
wouldn't you rather put the work in? Like, yeah. You seriously can get a bigger butt if you go work out, lift weights, and eat a lot.
Oh, I used to be able to squat down and pick a pencil off the floor.
Well, look at you.
That was not recent.
Did you crack a chestnut?
No, I had never got to that level. I'm trying to find, we had a request for the Candace Owens clip, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find it. When was that?
That was early in the week last week.
That's an adorable animal in video.
You post a lot of crap, so...
A lot of what?
Crap. Well, I mean that just like, not that it's bad, it's just, you know, it's like a crap pile that you carry around in your sack.
You're telling me those two little kitties dressed up as the Easter Bunny are crap?
That one kitty's dressed up like a lion.
I cannot have you risk our cat-loving audience...
It's crap. It's crap I share.
How about this wiener in the wiener mobile?
It's adorable crap.
Okay, that's...
You get what I'm saying? Stuff.
It's not going to change the world. Hey, there it is.
Nice. Nicely done.
I got cramping in my scrolling finger.
Please never make that motion again with your finger. That's unsettling.
Gosh.
I'm going to add that to the list of things you should never do. Again.
I'm sorry.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
We're rolling through the 5 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees a big mess on I-85. Look out if you are headed southbound, because you are going to run into a backup, probably around Forest Avenue or so. There is an accident, in fact, maybe two accidents right near the interchange. One's in the left-hand lane, one on the right-hand side, so be careful as you approach the downtown area on 85. If you're headed north on 85, you're going to slow down between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so look out there. If you are in the East Chase area, be careful on Taylor Road. It is wall-to-wall traffic all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughn Road. Real crowded out there. Watch everybody around you and be careful. There's a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area, so it's real crowded on Madison Avenue headed towards the Atlanta Highway and also on South Decatur Street as you head out towards I-85. Let's be careful this afternoon and see if we can get home safely. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All right, we had a request for the Candace Owens. And again, I understand that not everybody may have seen this because... Unless you are a conservative who knows how to resource conservative news, you're not going to get this on CNN. They're not interested in a black female conservative. They respect black women by expecting them all think the same. You know, same thing with MSLSD and all the rest. And Fox is slowly joining that club, sadly. So an outspoken... black woman like Candace Owens has no place in this media world. So you got to go to Breitbart or other sources to find testimony like this. She is the communications director with Turning Point USA at a House Judiciary Committee. This is with that fathead Nadler. Who's the other douchebag in this? She goes
in. Oh, Ted Lieu.
Ted Lieu. Who really looks like a Halloween congressman, you know? His face looks like it should rise and set in the sky. Very moony. Here is Candace Owens. kicking ass, taking names.
Used as to why I was invited, and none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me, because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me, because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat, I support the President of the United States, and I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community. I'm honored to be here today in front of you all because the person sitting behind me is my 75-year-old grandfather. I've always considered myself to be my grandfather's child, and I mean to say that my sense of humor, my passion, and my work ethic all comes from the man that is sitting behind me. My grandfather grew up on a sharecropping farm in the segregated South. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrat Party's Jim Crow laws. My grandfather's first job was given to him at the age of 5 years old, and his job was to lay tobacco out to dry in an attic in the South. My grandfather has picked cotton, and he has also had experiences with a Democrat terrorist organization of that time, the Ku Klux Klan. They would regularly visit his home, and they would shoot bullets into it. They had an issue with his father, my great-grandfather. During my formative years, I had the privilege of growing up in my grandfather's home. It's going to shock the committee, but not once, not in a single breath of a conversation did my grandfather tell me that I could not do something because of my skin color. Not once did my grandfather hold a gripe against the white man. I was simply never taught to view myself as a victim because of my heritage. I learned about faith in God, family, and hard work. Those were the only lessons of my childhood. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election. Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within 5 high schools and 1 middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016. The single motherhood rate in the black community, which was at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I am guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on, but my point is that white nationalism does not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did. Let me be clear. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist. That my movement, Blexit, which is inspiring black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking at the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart. What they won't tell you about the statistics and the rise of white nationalism is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. What I mean to say is that they're manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out. They yelled race traitor to a group of black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me. They threw eggs at me. And the leftist media remained silent on it. If they were serious about the rise of hate crimes, they may perhaps be examining themselves and the hate that they have drummed up in this country. Bottom line is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. Of course...
We'll stop it there, but that's the gist of it. And that was in Congress, and she was saying it straight to the faces of the Democrats. She's good. I would love to see her run for something. I would love to see her debate the likes of an occasional Cortex. That would be awesome. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Why is Candace Owens such a hater?
Hater.
Well, I tell you, it's been a day of joy for Tiger Woods and then a day of absolute devastation because of the Notre Dame Cathedral burning up in Paris. And, I don't know if you've been there.
Yes.
A beautiful place.
I mentioned it many times this afternoon.
It means a lot to Christendom. A lot of people don't know that cathedral is 800, almost 900 years old. And
the point I was making when I was talking about it was that when you look at something like that and it's so breathtaking, you wonder, how did they do this?
Right.
In 800 years ago, when tools and techniques were so primitive, right. That's what makes it so amazing.
Took over 200 years to build the original cathedral. It has literally enough wood in it to be a forest. Trying to replace it, it won't be rebuilt in our lifetime. It's just not. I don't think it's physically possible. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact that you combine that with a socialist government trying to do something on time, forget that. Look
well,
how long
obviously they can't afford a very efficient fire department there.
No, they didn't have, it just appears to me they didn't have much of a plan. But, some of the things about that cathedral, a lot of people don't know, is it actually holds the relic of the crown of thorns that went on Jesus' head.
Yes, there are a couple of relics.
There's several. And fortunately, all of them were saved. And preserve a lot of the artwork they got out, but there are other things in there. I mean, I'm sure the stained glass windows are pretty much gone. The rose window, which is the largest 10-meter stained glass rose window, it's not the original one because the original one was lost, I think, in the last fire a couple hundred years ago, but it's still 200 years old. And it's just, it's when you see a monument like that come down, I mean, I felt bad about the towers. I feel worse about this. And I'll tell you something else, Greg. As a Catholic, I almost see the destruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral as a symbol of the destruction of the West in Europe.
You know what?
The church is falling apart in Europe, and it's really symbolic to me.
That is a great point. It is. And Paul Joseph Watson today... had video of non-Catholics, I'll be polite here,
right,
cheering on the burning of this structure.
I know, yeah. Well, you've got a tremendous number of atheists who are Catholic in name, but they're actual atheists. And they look at it, they have never really recovered from the French Revolution, which it became very anti-Catholic and anti-Christian in general. And I look around and I'm like, well, isn't this fitting? It's sad that this beautiful church that was built and dedicated to the Mother of Christ is in total ruins, yet it really reflects the reality of the churches that currently exist in France right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Shepard Smith and one other news anchor today cut off French officials. advocating the possibility of terrorism involved in this burning.
Yeah,
I'm not for honest media.
They shouldn't cut it off, but it sounds to me, it looks at least from a distance. And I know there have been like 10 Catholic churches that have been firebombed and burned up in France in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this one looked like it was just the massive renovations they were doing. They were actually renovating in the roof and the spire up there and everything. But, having been there, you having been there, it's just hard to imagine it with that. There are, a lot of people don't realize this, but more people go to visit Notre Dame than the Eiffel Tower in France every year. That's something else. you know. And it's the UNESCO site, you know, and it's hopefully they rebuild it. But like I said, probably not within our lifetime. It took so long to build it the first time. And
the thing about that, it was started by people that never lived anywhere close to seeing its completion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are several, you know, I mean, it's, other than St. Peter's Basilica in Rome burning down, this is probably one of the most important sites for Christendom, because when the Roman Empire collapsed, the church went north and settled in France, and that's why France is known as the Catholic's older sister. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a whole history behind, at least in terms of the Catholic Church, and before there was even a Protestant church, of being up there. And you know, it was Joan of Arc that basically kept France from converting to Protestantism. And the church survived there. The Pope actually lived in Lyon, France, for quite a while until he came back to Rome. But so, you know, there's a lot of history there. And it's really, for me, it's painful to watch, because I knew the culture had already collapsed there.
Yeah.
And the culture's collapsed in most of Europe, and the culture's collapsing in the United States. I know we have President Trump, you know, but if you look at our culture, people like AOC and people like that, they're not just ambivalent toward faith, they are antagonistic toward faith.
Yes.
You know, so anyway, just my two cents on the Notre Dame thing. Please pray for the people who are devout Catholics in Paris and in Rome and in France, who that's the mother church for them, and that's it's got to be like losing a child, I mean, to a lot of people, because it's just a beautiful place, and sad to see it happen. Anyway, you guys have a great afternoon.
Appreciate it, Chad. Let's talk about Jack Ingram. It was great last Friday, the celebration of Master Thespian. What did they do? They found a great vehicle at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It's a place, like, when you're, personally, I think it's silly to pay sticker and then depreciation. You all know what happens when the car goes down out the dealer. The value of the vehicle goes down as soon as the tire hits the asphalt. But at Jack Ingram, you can just about buy brand new. It depends on what price range you're shopping in. Because I bought a Rogue there. It had less than 2,000 miles, full warranty, and it still smelled like a new car. So who would know? So I saved a good bunch of money by not paying well below what the sticker originally was. You can do that, or if you're looking for value and dependability in something that might have a little age on it, but has been thoroughly vetted. So that's the thing. You want to make sure you're buying a vehicle that has been checked out by the best mechanics on the planet at a dealership that is committed to not reselling somebody else's troubles. And at Jack Ingram, if you got a new driver in the family, this 2006 Nissan Xterra Sports Edition at $5,600 looks like a great value. There is a 2009 Kia Sportage LX Edition, $5,800. And by the way, if you're looking for a nice-sized SUV, I've always loved the Ford Explorer. Almost bought one. The 2010 Eddie Bauer edition of the Ford Explorer is available at the Signature Pre-Owned lot at Jack Ingram under $9,000. And that's a very, very beautiful and special interior on a vehicle. Stop by and see Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online at jackingram.com.
We are cruising through the 5 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is seeing a bunch of problems on I-85. The backup just keeps getting longer and longer. There's an accident near the interchange, maybe two accidents near the interchange, and the traffic is backing up pretty severely. You're going to slow down around Perry Hill Road, believe it or not, headed into the downtown area, so avoid that if you can. I-65 doesn't have any problems, and the boulevard doesn't look too bad this afternoon. We have our usual crowds around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and I-85, but other than that, it's moving out there. If you're headed into Wetumpka, it's busy around the Redland Road traffic lighting up by the casino, but other than that, you got a pretty good ride home. If you're headed into Prattville on 31, don't worry a bit. You got a smooth ride. Let's be really careful and get on to the house. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a nice, quiet pattern for this first part of the week. For tonight, clear skies, but chilly. You'll need a jacket later. Overnight low temperature drops to about 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a great day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 81. Wednesday's high will be in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. And then showers and thunderstorms return Thursday and Thursday night. Another storm system that needs to be monitored carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. That's right, the Capital Oyster Bar sits right on the Alabama River, and we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf and also from the river. Well, not the Alabama River, but we got catfish, we got crawfish, that's right, good old crawfish, frog legs. I know we can find you something good to eat that don't have to be from the Gulf. Also cook up those beautiful, beautiful ribeye steaks, good old hamburger. No, we got that steamer, we steam those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina, those Roy Oysters Rockefeller, I know you're getting hungry. And let's talk about good times on the river. We got pontoon boats you can rent, that's right, and all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have a boating license to rent, so we can fix you up with a good time on the river. And some more news, we'll be closed Sunday, that's right, Easter Sunday we'll be shut down so everybody can spend time with their families. And happy Easter to everybody, and we hope to see you soon, and come hungry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Bernie Sanders. Have you always wanted to be in the top 1% of the top 1% with more wealth than the bottom 99% combined? Then don't be a putz. Come to my seminar, Becoming a Millionaire, the Bernie Sanders Way. You'll learn how to make money the way I did, by saving money, like on clothes. I only own one suit I found in a dumpster outside a men's warehouse. And stop wasting dough on haircuts. Bernie Sanders never gets haircuts. That's why I always look like I just escaped a bomb cyclone. Until I make college tuition free, educate yourself with Snapple Cap Facts. Wow, did you know camels have three eyelids? Also, when it comes to food, I have three words for you. Early Bird Special. There, I told you how to save. So, how do you earn money? Easy, just write a best-selling book. So, come to my seminar and learn how to become part of the bourgeoisie. Because the best way to be the next Warren Buffett is going to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, or can I help it if I wrote a book that made me rich? It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the fool is on TV. I got to pay for that Medicare for all because Obamacare saved us so much money. Why would we want to go to Medicare for all? I just, you know what depresses me? It's not him. It's that people actually would vote for him.
Oh, yeah. No, that is one that just doesn't add up to me. Medicare already cost a ridiculous amount of money.
And you got to buy more insurance right. to cover what Medicare doesn't.
Well, and he apparently wants to add to the benefit package and expand it to the whole population.
And who's
going to
pay for this? Well, with our debt running up, ding, 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 even under Trump? He's done nothing about the debt.
Well, that's a question both parties seem to talk about and never do anything about.
Yep. So I say end. Something.
Yeah.
That's very expensive.
People will come around to the fiscal hawk libertarian I am. They'll just have to wait till it hurts, I suppose.
Harry Freilich, thank you for posting a Newsweek article. Catholic churches have been desecrated across France. I don't see... Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But what kind of an a-hole construction company did you hire to work on an 800-year-old historic church, cathedral... It would be so dumb to leave something out that would start a fire. I'm not buying it yet. And while the fire still rages, they're coming, they got all this figured out already. How the hell did they do that? They probably can't even get close to the point of origin. It would take days for...
Well, apparently people did, emergency personnel did rush inside to save a lot of the artwork and relics.
That's good.
They were successful in that regard.
That's good, but how can they make a determination how that fire started? And if it did happen because rags got started on fire, how? What kind of nincompoopery did you hire to work on that? See, there's just stuff that doesn't make sense. Ugh, why do I had to pull that mooch piece from my page. Guys, you can't make comments like some of the stuff I saw, because that gives people an avenue to attack me. And there were some really ugly racist things put there, so I took it down. We got to do better than that. The point I made by posting that article, because she's bitching about Trump, is that her husband is the main reason Donald Trump got elected. We got tired of hearing about what a horrible place America was. We got tired of our wages not growing. We got tired of, oh, these jobs are going to go. Oh, it's all we can't. All about what we can't do. It got a little old after 8 years. So stop with the, we got to get rid of it. You're not. Unless something major happens. There's nobody. If Bernie and Joe live long enough, they won't. They're not going to be. And
I think besides Bernie's probably the most competitive, actually.
Yep. He's also the easiest to attack. Trump's no dummy. He will. Right. He will bury Bernie or any other nitwit they throw up there. And he's not going to play nice, which is the best part, because they don't. Why should he? Ding. Fries are done. Hey, I got a nice note from 84. Mm-hmm. Says, I'm with you. Hashtag Jussie Smollett. He's vacationing in Hawaii. Isn't that nice? He should be in a nice, cold Illinois prison somewhere paying for his hate crime. But some people have privilege, don't they? And where does that come from? Who could a guy like that know that could get 14... counts drop just like that? You know, it makes you wonder.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah, but you still got friends in high places.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at our problems in traffic this afternoon. And boy, we have a mess on I-85. It is really slow on the southbound side. You are going to slow down around Perry Hill Road, and that's going to take you all the way into the interchange. So if you can avoid I-85, do so. If you're caught up in the traffic, just be careful. Take it easy. You'll get through there eventually. We still have a problem on I-85 northbound as well. That's up around Taylor Road. Between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway has slowed down quite a bit. And we see an accident on the Atlanta Highway. It's right in front of Walmart, so watch out if you're
you're in that area, it's already really crowded there. Traffic around the boulevard's moving okay. It's slow at all the traffic lights, but be careful. You'll get through with one or two light cycles. Let's be careful and get on home safely this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is an actual headline on Drudge. Naked man plows car into Carl's Jr. shot by McDonald's guard. Do we see guards at McDonald's?
No, not often.
Where did this take place? Why are naked people plowing into fans? There's been a lot of naked... Oh, L.A.
News at 10 o'clock, a wild...
Never mind. You just answer my question.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup. Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup.
Chicken and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, next on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, I'll be discussing the best rack on Game of Thrones last night. Actually, was trying to provoke you and I got nothing.
So. No, I'm happy to talk about racks.
There was a, not to be, because time is tight here, but there was a place, a roast beef joint